And welcome back to Good Morning New Hampshire. Yes, you can. Making a healthy lifestyle change can get you excited. Progress is key. It's very motivating. And you may be following a consistent program in that first movement. Those first 5 pounds are beating your personal best. These are goals all of us from top pro athletes to beginners strive for. Health contributor, life coach, business owner, and personal trainer Jake Laspinato is a prime example of meeting goals. Jake, let's get right to it. Congratulations on running your first marathon.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You know, you did it. You finished. Did all of the training you did help you complete this race?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I would definitely say the training, for sure. And I would also say, like, a lot of the mentality, you know, that was built through training and through all the rough days of not wanting to train or not feeling great and doing it anyway.
I mean, we all overcome challenges, you know, whether it's running or cycling or going to the gym. We all hit a point where we're just like, okay, I'm done. No more of this. Did you ever really feel like that? And, like, how did you pick yourself up and, like, psych yourself up to get back out there and go?
Yeah, you know, I feel like it's funny because I think everybody experiences that. And, like, even when you listen to, like, you mentioned, like, professional athletes, when you listen to these, like, high-level athletes or even, like, high-level just performing, you know, business owners or whatever it might be, like, they all talk about how there's always going to be different points where you're just like, I just want to quit. Like, I do not want to do this. Especially when it comes to, I would say, like, I've been lifting weights for a very long time. And with running long distance, I've never experienced as much mental battles as long runs, because it's like you're constantly telling, like, you get to a point where it's like, I can't do this anymore. I can't go. And, like, what I learned through that process was to be able to do my best, and I don't always do it, but it's a practice, is, like, sitting with that discomfort and that pain and, you know, all these stories, because our mind likes to tell us things and be like, you can't do it, just quit. And but by being with that and just, like, sitting with that voice and basically embracing the pain and the suffering, you're able to actually get through it. There's a point where you end up reaching where it goes away, and then it's like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. I'm so glad that I pushed through that.
You know, we always tell our listeners, and, you know, we hear it all the time, track your progress. Now, did you do this for your first 5K to your marathon? I mean, this can be used in every area of fitness. Like, did it work?
Sure.
Did it give you a perspective as to your next goal?
Yeah, for sure. Like, I feel like there's so much value in having, like, some form of a plan or a program. And, like, even when it comes to working with my clients, I'm constantly talking about the value of, even just if you don't have a trainer, but you have an actual program that you're following, that way you're able to gauge, you're getting stronger, you're doing better and you're hitting new records. And same with running, like, training for my half marathon, the original, like, first race that I did, I had some form of a program, and I basically use a running app that, like, when I'm running, it just tracks the run. So then, you know, the whole time I'm noticing, okay, I'm getting a little faster. You know, like, my first mile I ever ran when I first started training for my half marathon, I think it was like 8 minutes and 30 seconds. And then, like, 3 months ago, I ran a 6 minute and 20 second mile.
Oh, wow.
You know, so it's like you see the progress and it's like, oh, damn. OK, because some days it feels like, oh, I'm not making any progress. But then when you look at it in the big picture, it's a big you see the jump.
Well, congratulations, Jake. And we will put all of your information on our website so people can reach out to you and get some more feedback as to, you know, what people should do
Good
if
stuff.
They feel discouraged. Thank
Good
you, Jake.
Stuff. Thanks, Jake.